Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Here we go.
Yes. Let's get to it. It is time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump.
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. You know you want to pump it, so just pump it. Pump that septic.
Come on.
This is a little hard to believe. Hard being the operative word. A new type of condom is on the way, and some people claim it makes sex better. That's right.
Really?
Putting on a cap, you know, putting on that jimmy can actually make sex better.
How does it make it better?
So, not available in the U.S. yet. It's called the CSD 500. It's been in development for a while. It's nicknamed the Viagra condom because it's got a gel that increases blood flow that helps men. The gel is a drug in it called Xanafil that is similar to Viagra. Anyway, a team at Ohio State has been researching them and just published a report on how it could encourage more people to use protection. 500 couples used them for 6 months. 16% of men said it made sex more pleasurable. Wow. A lot of women agreed. So overall, the numbers.
Hey, you know what? This is great. This is great news. Because that's the biggest problem and why a lot of people don't, you know, it doesn't feel good. But the doctor visit the next day is not going to be the greatest. So you put it on.
Well, first of all, STDs, those are never fun. Not that I know personally, but a guy I know who's...
You know a lot about the WD-40.
Riddled with STDs. They're not fun. And even more importantly, there's a lot of people out there that know they don't need their eighth kid, okay? So maybe if we can make a condom, it's like, I think I'll put this condom on, you know, because I don't need to have another kid. Yeah, it's good. It's good. So we'll see what happens.
Here's the thing, though. How much does this thing cost?
You know, maybe it won't be that expensive. Viagra's not that much. Again, not that I know. A guy I know who told me that, the same guy with all the STDs, he told me that they're not that expensive. So,
now, can you roll it back up and reuse it?
No, for God's sakes. No. Will you please tell me you're not doing that. Do we need to have a talk again?
That's why they roll, right?
You're the worst. You're the worst guy I know ever. What? Ever. It's terrible. It's terrible. This balloon animal sucks. That's terrible.
Yeah, a piece of chewing gum.
There you go. We got new condoms that make sex better, possibly. We're going to wait and see. We're going to wait and see. So, I mean, not your wife's still going to be disappointed, but, I mean, that's every time. That's every time.
What's she expect?
Lastly, Arnold Schwarzenegger. You all know him. Arnold, he was the former California governor. Arnold.
Dennis Quaid. Dennis Quaid.
He was involved in a multi-car accident this past weekend. The 74-year-old Terminator was driving a Yukon SUV, which hit a Prius. Well, that Prius is wasted.
He didn't get terminated.
No, Hunter, not terminated. Actually, believe it or not, we have Arnold on the phone to talk to us about this accident. So, Arnold, welcome to the show.
This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes, Arnold, I know. That's why I just introduced you. So, Arnold, could you tell us a little bit about the accident? Maybe how it sounded? I know that's pretty scary, so you probably had to have a lot of emotions going on. Arnold, that's terrible. That sounds awful. That was from
the movie Total Recall.
No, that was from the accident. Hey, this is Arnold. So Arnold, how are you feeling?
Bastard.
Wait, why you call me a bastard, Arnold?
It's from kindergarten time.
I'm just trying to ask how you're feeling, and I want to know after the accident. That's scary.
Good.
Okay, so you're feeling good. That's all right. That's what I like to hear.
Sounds like you got a soundboard.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about your recent accident?
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrap that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yakety yak. Don't talk back.
Arnold, it seems to me like...
It seems to me
that you might have a concussion, some form of brain injury, because I don't know why you just sang the yakety yak song.
You cold-blooded bastard.
All right. Well, I don't know what else to say.
It's amazing how you got him on the phone.
Arnold, everyone, thank you so much for taking the time.
This is me, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right. I didn't think the bit was going to work out all that well, okay? I tried something and it didn't work. All right. That is your morning dump.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Pump that septic. We'll be back.